It's the eye of the tiger.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm sorry, I can't hear Eye of the Tiger without doing that sound. The same as I can't hear Stone Cold Steve Austin's music without...
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. Dun, 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 boom, boom. Dun, 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 dun. I thought since it was a sort of a boxing film podcast today, I could get away with a wrestling mention.
Well, when the wrestler is on, but you haven't done the intro. Do the intro.
Hello and welcome to Films of Our Lives. I'm Victoria Feltham.
And I'm Stuart Feltham.
And today the film we will be reviewing is Rocky III. I'm excited. Shall we tell them what sillies we are?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that, yes, we will. But yeah. Also, there was so much from Eye of the Tiger that we could sing, and I just didn't want to drag the intro on. Which was ironic, because you dragged it on for much longer than what the song would have been.
I really did. Well, just as well, because it would have been even longer. And
yeah. Well, yeah, you can go into the funny story about how we are doing Rocky III.
Yeah, well, so we thought you were doing Rocky II. And I'm going to put it on Instagram, actually. But yeah, I started making my notes and watching it and everything. And then it got to the bit where, I'll say that in a minute. I got to the bit where Rocky was filming the advert, commercial for Americans. And the director was being very, very rude to Rocky, very rude and disrespectful. And I was about to write out a rant about it. And I just felt like, I've ranted about this before.
Deja vu.
And so I thought, did we do a podcast about that? So I typed in to Apple Podcasts, Rocky III, and sure enough, there was an episode that you and I had done from 2019.
How old is this podcast?
This podcast is so old. I sent you the gift that it's been 84 years.
Credit to us and credit to the people who are still tuning in. Like, we're what, 6 years strong this year?
Crumbs. Thank you, listeners.
And also, that was 2019. So it's taken us 5 years to get from Rocky 2 to Rocky
3. COVID had not happened.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
I had a 3-year-old son, and now I have a 3-year-old son.
Yeah. And it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different son, is what I meant. Yeah.
So, well, we came back to Rocky, obviously.
Yeah.
The sad news.
Carl Weathers, yeah.
We thought we need to do Rocky 2. We need to do justice to the film franchise. We've done Rocky 1. We need to do Rocky 2. And then when we realised we'd already done that, we need to do Rocky 3.
We need to do Rocky 3. Also, I feel like it will need a gap before we do Rocky 4, because I feel like it will be extra sad.
Another 5-year break, maybe.
Yeah, another 5-year break. Anyway, I was excited to do Rocky 3. I enjoy Rocky 3.
It's my favourite. I know that.
Is it?
I think universally Rocky 4 is most people's favourites.
Okay.
But I've always liked Rocky 3.
I think Rocky 4 a lot, but I don't like Stuart. I don't like sadness. Do you know this?
Yeah.
You know this about me. Listeners, if you've been listening for 6 years.
Well, I've got quite the rant to go with the sadness in this film.
Ooh, have you?
You can look forward to.
Yeah. I've never seen 5 or above. I've seen Creed. I really enjoy
Creed. Have you not seen 5?
It's correct, Joe. I've not seen.
I've not seen Rocky 6 or Rocky Balboa.
Balboa, no.
And I've only seen one of the Creed films, I think. But
good. By the time, we're probably nearly at the time where Creed is like a film of our life, because it's so long ago.
Yeah.
So by the time we've done 4, and then we'll have to do 5. I'll have to watch it, but that will be a new take on things. Look. We should probably sort that out in our own time.
We'll be in like our 50s by the time that comes around.
Yeah.
Anyway, while we're on the subject of you about to go into who's in this film, I forgot how essential Apollo is, really.
Yeah.
To not just Rocky, because you just think of Rocky 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because that's when he fights Apollo.
Oh my gosh, but he's...
He's a mainstay throughout, obviously, 1 to 4.
It's because he's still... Yeah, because it's just that his position in Rocky's life has changed.
Yeah, and isn't he much nicer when you're on his side?
Oh, I love him on my side. Yeah.
But then also, like, it, again, he's kind of like the anti-hero in 1 and 2, because all he's doing is being essentially what Rocky is in Rocky 3 until the end. The, like, commercialized world champion.
All he's doing is being a boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, scumbag.
Oh, you're such a mean man. Hang on, he's a boxer.
Yeah. Look at him looking down on
his
opponent who just got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity just to fight him.
Look at him being confident about fighting. Oh, wait. He's a fighter.
Who does he think he is? The world champion?
Oh, wait. He's the world champion. Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Who's in this film?
Who was in this film? I will tell you. You can go back 6 years and listen to that, but I'll go over it again. It's been quite a time. So Mr. T, right?
Well, I'm not even convinced without listening back, sorry.
Yeah.
We might not have even done who's in this film in Rocky 2.
Oh my gosh, what? Because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Back then, it wasn't as well thought out and planned as what it is now.
Yeah.
Our podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely do it now then.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. T. So his name, he was born Lawrence Turaud. Apologies if I've mispronounced. So, but on Wikipedia, his name is Mr. T. So this is what he's known as, yeah?
Has he changed his name to Mr. T?
Well, that's what I'm wondering there, because... If you are Mr. T.
Let us know.
But I thought it works anyway, because that's his last name begins with T. So it's fine. He is Mr. T.
Yeah, I suppose.
So he's mainly known, of course, for his roles as B.A. Baracus in the 1980s television series The A-Team.
Do you remember I had a little toy doll of Mr. T?
I didn't remember that you had one. I remembered our cousins had one that was left at our grandma's house.
Maybe that was it then. That was the reason that I liked Rocky 3 the most.
Yeah, because you had the guy. Actually, you probably did have him, because I remember they had another man from the A-Team, but he's the only one I know from the A-Team. Mm. Apart from the older man, I'm stunned to discover, is the lead man in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Right.
That doesn't mean anything to you, but listeners, that might mean something to you. Did you know that? What a shock.
I only know that any of it from when they did the Channel 4 programme Bring Back the A-Team.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, because I think we were a bit too young, really, for the A-Team. Like, I think it was around, but we were just... I don't even know if it was around by the time you were born. I don't know. I knew who he was, and I knew that he was good. But that's all I know about the A-Team. And that he says, "I pity the fool," which I thought was an A-Team thing. But apparently that was first uttered as Clubber Lang in Rocky 3.
Oh, was it really? I just thought that was something that he was known for, and then he slipped it into this film.
That's what Ike's do. I'm with you on that. I thought the same thing. But no, it's from Rocky 3, and then he's obviously used it and then as an A-Team thing. And then he turned it into a trademark and used it in slogans or titles, such as the reality show I Pity the Fool in 2006.
Right.
Yeah, and he's also a wrestler, and he was inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame in 2014. Did you know that?
Mr. T wasn't a wrestler.
Oh, well, this is what Wikipedia says.
Right. It's probably in the celebrity wing. They do have a celebrity wing.
Oh, do they?
He's probably just been involved in it here and there.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I'd appreciate it if you would let me know about that, because you're into your wrestling.
Yeah, I've never seen him involved. Like, oh, I think he had a match, actually, at WrestleMania 2. Let me, you carry on.
Okay, I'll carry on. Oh, yes, we have the late great Carl Weathers, who was Rocky in Rocky. Oh, it's not called Rocky One. So just in Rocky, Rocky Two, Rocky Three, and Rocky Four. My phone has frozen. Those are the only things I've seen him in, but it's, as we say, an absolute I was about to say stallion of character, but no, the stallion is Sylvester Stallone. The Italian stallion, Sylvester Stallone, who plays Rocky. It keeps freezing.
Well, while you're leaving, yes, Mr. T at WrestleMania 1, so the first WrestleMania, was a tag team partner for Hulk Hogan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who was also in this film?
Yeah. So he helped launch what is the massive WrestleMania that is WrestleMania.
Wow.
And it's WrestleMania 40 this year.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Mm.
That's incredible.
So that's obviously using his celebrity status to promote it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine he would have done much wrestling in it, but yeah.
We need to look into that because that's interesting, isn't it? I was excited to share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so Sylvester Stallone, all the Rocky films, the Creed film. I've only seen Creed 1, actually. And he's plays Rambo, and in First Blood, he was a man on the street and staying alive with John Travolta, which is funny. He bumps into him and they look at each other. But he was also the director, writer and producer.
Mm-hmm.
And Rambo First Blood Part 2. And I think those are the only things I've seen him in. But obviously, yeah, a legend, loads and loads of things. Pardon?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then we have Talia Roshire, plays Adrian. And she is in the first 5 Rocky films.
Yeah.
And The Godfather Part 2. And I've seen her in Grace and Frankie as well. And it's really exciting because she has loads of celebrity relatives. But I won't go into those because that's not part of the film. But feel free to look that up. Burgess Meredith. So we have seen him only in the Rocky films. But also he plays... Well, we're not sure who. Could be God, could be previous Santa in Santa Claus the Movie.
See Santa Claus the Movie, Paul.
Okay. See that, yeah, for details. and Hulk Hogan is in it, from Hulk Hogan, from wrestling. Yeah.
Okay. I have to run quickly and get the children, so I'll just IMDb, and then we'll cut, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rocky 3. Rocky faces the ultimate challenge from a powerful new contender and must turn to a former rival to help him regain his throne as the undisputed fighting champion.
To do that was beautifully read. Well done.
Okay, we'll be back now.
Okay, bye.
And we're back.
Although for you, no time has passed, hopefully.
Right, so, ending on with the film.
Yeah.
So, the beginning of the film, it starts with a recap of the end of Rocky 2.
Which was a glorious victory for Rocky.
Yeah, so where him and Apollo are both struggling to each other's feet. Also, I'm not sure we talked about it in the podcast of Rocky 2, but... he says, "Yo, Adrian, I did it." We always say, "I did it for you and the kids."
That's what I said to you yesterday. I don't think he actually says that.
So that's what you call it? One of those...
E.T. effect.
It's not
Mandela.
E.T. Mandela. E.T.? Oh, because E.T. is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
and the "We are the champions of the world" doesn't end like that.
It's just "We are the champions." The Queen effect.
The Mandela.
What's the E.T. effect?
I don't know. That's on a postcard.
E.T. phone home, but he does say that, doesn't he?
Yeah. I don't know. It might come to us.
Yeah, anywho.
Yeah, so then you have then starting in the third film.
An angry dog, apparently. Good Lord, I've never heard such a sound. Except in E.T.
A montage of Rocky...
That was the dog, by the way, not me.
Successfully defending his title, and it says, like, sixth defence, seventh defence, eighth defence. Rocky
it's going
just
great guns.
Destroying everyone in his path. Mm-hmm. You also see another fighter, Clubber Lang, is also knocking people out for fun.
Yeah.
Rocky's, like, living...
I'm constantly looking furious.
Yeah, never shuts up.
Oh, God, so much to say.
Rocky is like living like the lifestyle. He's basically the new Apollo.
Or Apollo Creed, exactly. Yeah. Living in the land of luxury.
You see Mickey sat in the crowd watching Clubber Lang. This is all like a little quick montage that they do for about a minute long. Mickey sat in the crowd watching Clubber Lang, looking scared.
Yeah. He's seeing into the future.
Looking worried.
We think.
So,
oh my gosh. Okay, spoiler. Mm. He is seeing the future. Do you think he's like, that man will be the end of me?
No.
We think, oh, you're there looking after
me. I think he's always worried about... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird how he says about his job to... When he says, like, to Rocky, it's my job to make sure you stayed champ and all this and that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, was it your job to make sure he stayed champ because you're his trainer? That's his job. Or it's like, it's almost implied that the man wants Rocky to be champion. So, you know what I mean?
I just thought that they, for him and for Rocky, he wanted him to be champion. Because I feel like he thinks Rocky deserves it.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, I handpicked.
Well, we haven't got to that bit yet.
You fighters were handpicked.
We haven't got that bit. He's not Australian.
That's terrible.
That's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done. If I were you, I'd cut that out of the podcast because I'd be so ashamed.
I'm not.
No, just leave it in. Good. If you ever show me a picture of Wendy, I'm going to play that for you.
Yeah, so Rocky's living
I'm sure we've mentioned Wendy in some podcaster down the road. We're not going into that again.
So the film then begins. Paulie has been drinking. He's like the definite villain of the film.
Yeah.
I think we probably said about it in the second one.
Because he's sort of... Adrian's got a bit of backbone now.
Yeah. So Paulie's been drinking. It's all sort of implied that he's a bit fed up with Rocky. Someone goes to him, like, as he leaves the bar, you'll give Rocky my best in Australian.
Stop doing that.
And he says, I've been coming here for 10 years.
No.
You never wish... Basically, I've been coming here for 10 years. You never wish me my best.
Yeah. What I mean is... When I say Adrian's got a bit of backbone, she's changed, her character's progressed. Rocky's changed, his character's progressed. Paulie is the same mean, grumpy, mean man.
Bitter.
Yeah, bitter, that he's always been jealous. Like, he's jealous of Rocky's success. He's jealous of his sister's success with Rocky. He's probably jealous of their relationship and the fact that she's got her own life now. Because she's got her independence and a bit of girl power about her. And she's not letting him. Because they had no parents. Oh, Willow. Because they had no parents, she sort of let him be everything to her, didn't she? But yeah, that's not the case anymore because she's got Rocky in her life, who's not overpowering her. They're equals together.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he smashes a pinball machine that's got Rocky's face on it.
Oh, you're hard.
And then he's in a police cell. Rocky comes to get him out. He's not grateful with Rocky. He says that he didn't get anything. He's annoyed that Rocky's not give him a leg up, essentially, since he's had all his...
Sorry, but if you've been beating up my wife,
yeah.
I wouldn't give you a leg up either. But I'm sure Rocky has been helping him out.
And then he's like, he says, like, oh, you never gave me a job and all this and that. And then Rocky's, he tries to fight Rocky, but that's what you do. And then he's like, oh.
Why wouldn't you try and fight the heavyweight champion of the world? I'm sure you've been the best fighter all along.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, can I have a job? And Rocky's like, all you do is ask. That wasn't bad.
That was okay. It's just the way you looked at me sheepishly before you did it.
Yeah, so Rocky and Adrian are still going strong. Rocky's fighting Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
The wrestling champion of the world.
Oh my gosh. So when
Thunderlips.
Yeah, I've got that written down. When you see him with other wrestlers, he looks like a normal sized man.
Yeah.
When you see him with Rocky, he's an absolute giant.
Yeah, he's only like 6'6 as well. It's not like it's like ludicrously.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, he must be about 7 feet.
No.
Because
7 foot frame? Rats along the back.
Very good. See future podcast for Encanto details. Yeah. So it's meant to be like a little charity play fight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we're trying again for the 50th time now.
Yes.
So, hello listeners. So we've already recorded a third part to this. But then my nephew wandered into the room to see you, didn't he, Stu? And he wanted a candy.
He wants to not play anymore.
He wants to not play anymore.
I'm not playing anymore.
Oh, he's not playing anymore.
I want my candy now.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
What doesn't he want to play anymore?
I don't know. It's like one of his sayings when like when he just says, I don't want to go to bed. And then you go, why not? Because I said so.
Because I said so. And I was thinking earlier about when you said, he asks a question, you explain it, and then he goes, see?
Oh, see.
Oh, see. Yeah.
Oh, see. Why do you have to go to bed? Because it's nighttime. Oh, see. Like oh. Nessa off of Gavin and Steve. Oh, see. An Italian Nessa.
Yeah. Amazing. If you haven't guessed already, listeners, we're recording remotely. I'm in a freezing cold car, so you might hear some traffic. Stu is at home.
I'm also in a freezing cold car.
No, you've changed location.
I relocated.
So that you don't have to be asked about candies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you would have heard dogs, probably, depending on how well I cut it.
Yeah.
So we had to stop then. And then you missed just an amazing anecdote about us, where we were and where we were.
About our change of locations.
And where we are now.
I'm quite glad we've cut that out, actually.
And now we're in a car and it's cold.
Yeah.
Bitter. Bitter sure.
Bitterly cold. Oh, we did that earlier and I said welcome German listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we did that again to welcome everyone.
So before this 2 minutes of nonsense, we were talking about
Hulk Hogan. Again.
Yes.
Okay. So Thunderlips.
Yeah.
The ultimate male, they refer to him as.
Yeah. Sexist.
Yeah. Ooh. Sexist. Yeah.
So he's very much the wrestling showman.
Yeah.
I don't think that they get that though, do they?
No.
Like obviously they're having a match, but it's not really specified. Is it wrestling? Is it boxing? Hulk Hogan just starts chucking Rocky around the ring, basically.
Yeah, so Rocky thinks it's going to be like because it's a charity match, isn't it?
Yeah, he's like, you pretend hit me, I'll pretend hit you. We'll chase each other, you chase me, I'll chase you.
He thinks they're going to have a mess around, but Hulk Hogan is not messing. Or Thunderlips, I should say, sorry.
Yeah.
And he picks him up and throws him out the ring, which I wrote is quite impressive.
Yeah.
Lift a man up.
But then you really, I don't believe Rocky would actually be like a heavyweight boxer if he was. I think he's too small.
I don't know anything about it, to be honest. So.
Well, they say he's 200 because he goes, I think they actually say it. He says, Rocky goes, what does he eat for breakfast? And then Mickey goes, about 202 pounds. And then they go, the Italian stallion weighing 202 pounds.
Amazing. Do you think that Rocky sort of bulks up throughout the film? Like, I've written it when we get to the beach montage, which we'll talk about later, the best montage of our lives of any cinematic experience. His shoulders are so big and round.
Yeah.
I feel like he's, I feel like he's muscled up even more as the film goes on. I don't know if that changes your feelings.
He actually loses weight.
Does he?
Yeah.
Are you tapping? Are you typing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right, so I just looked up, right? So in this fight here, Rocky is 202 pounds.
Right.
And he loses weight for the second fight because they all say about how he's trimmed down and that he's got a lot more speed than he had in the first fight.
Wait. Right? But so in he's previously caught chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's obviously in Rocky 1. So that could have been...
He's lost that speed.
So, yeah. So, spoiler alert. In the second fight with Clubber, they say it's all about his speed. Okay. To not get hit. So, I just looked up, right? You know David Hay, the boxer?
Yeah, I do. Not personally, but I know who he is.
He was a cruiserweight, right? Which is the rank below, the weight class below heavyweight.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So he was a cruiserweight, and then he stepped up to heavyweight.
Okay.
Once he dominated the cruiserweight division and went and won a world title at heavyweight. So when he was a heavyweight, he was 217 pounds.
So bigger than Rocky.
But yeah, so that is a small heavyweight in real life.
Yeah. Mm.
Stepping up. And still being heavier than what Rocky is.
But so we're in 1982 now. Was it different now in the sport? I don't know.
Well, possibly. I mean, the weight is still what it is, obviously.
So why do you think they've done that? It's like heavyweight. I don't know the sport. So is it more impressive to be a heavyweight? I've only ever heard heavyweight.
It's not so much more impressive, but when you consider that when David Hay stepped up, he fought someone who was nearly 7 foot tall. And they weighed nearly 100 pounds more than him.
What?
It's just more like about, if you're like that significantly smaller, what chances do you have being able to knock them out? You know, like it's not a case of like ability.
Yeah.
It's more a case of like, well, yeah, if someone who's 5 foot 2 punches someone. So who's what?
He was allowed to fight him.
Yeah, because
did he win?
Once you get, yeah.
Did he?
David versus Goliath, it was cool.
That's very clever.
He didn't knock him out. He nearly knocked him out. But so just like your punch power alone would be suffering, in theory, to someone who's a lot bigger than you. So, but then maybe in the 80s, that's why he looks so small compared to Hulk Hogan.
He looks tiny. Because I thought Hulk Hogan must be about 7 feet tall.
Yeah, and he's only 6'6".
Right.
And it is, and I've just, while I've been tapping and Googling, says Sylvester Stallone weighed 178. So he was actually a lot less than what he was
billed. Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if that changed. Oh, sorry, I just beat with my knee because my feet are up on the chair. Sorry, that poor van. Angry with me. I didn't, it was an accident, but you can't tell him. I wonder if that changed in the later parts of the film because he just looks so much bigger. That beach montage, he looks massive.
Yeah. Well, and David Hay, again, who is certainly not a small man, but is classed as a small heavyweight in the modern day, is 6'3".
Right.
Whereas Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, is only 5'11".
Right.
So he would, I know the story wouldn't be as good if it was the world cruiserweight champion because it's all about like the heavyweight division. But yeah, so he is a very small man. Right. Yeah, I don't know how we got onto that.
But would you have thought? Have you thought this in the previous films, or is it just because he's with Hulk Hogan?
I don't. Yeah, probably because it's with Hulk Hogan. Just because how big Hogan looks.
Yeah.
And then obviously I know that Hogan is big.
Yeah.
But in the wrestling world, he's kind of just like average, you know?
Wow, yeah. Oh, well done, Stu. It's very informative. Excellent. Excellent podcasting from you.
Obviously,
I've contributed very little.
Huh?
I've contributed very little to this section. But yeah, if you're like me, guys, and you don't know about boxing, but you enjoy Rocky, I hope you've learned something.
And Apollo Creed was 6'2". So he's a bit more of a traditional
heavyweight. Do you know how heavy?
I can find out. Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap. Let's have some more noise.
So, it's so maybe funny, that was just a thing in the 80s, though. Like, obviously, everything's changed now, hasn't it? From
We weren't born
when this film came out. He was billed as 214 pounds. And interestingly, he's only billed as 6 foot.
But he's actually, what did you say, 6'3"?
6'2".
Oh, 6'2", okay.
So they probably lied and said that Rocky's like 6 foot or something like that.
Right, yeah.
To make him seem bigger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, they've turned off. But I enjoyed it. Thank you, Stu.
So, so Hulk Hogan throws him out of the ring.
Yeah.
And then it's all kind of a ruckus, isn't it?
And then it's chaos. Like... And Mr. T is furious at this chaos.
Yeah, obviously, because he just never shuts up.
Oh, so much to say.
I'll fight you. I'll be the champion. Whatever. I'll beat you.
Remember, it's
I'm the
Stu.
Yeah.
It's in Big Brother. Silence.
Yeah. In the box.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocky says to him, cut off his gloves so he can get back in the ring.
All rules are out now. He's not playing anymore.
He goes in, he manages to overcome Hulk. Everything sort of settles down. And then, like, Hulk Hogan's kind of like, oh, well, we put on a good show, didn't we?
Like, yeah.
And then Rocky's like, oh, why did you go like wild? And he's like, well, it's all part of the act sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you hear the announcer go, see you next year? Thank God.
Yeah.
And all the ladies cried round Thunderlips.
Yeah. Mm. So then we just see like clips of Rocky at home. He's got a lovely house, nice car. He's got a nice bond with his son, hasn't he?
Yeah, like you say, he's like the new Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Living the life.
Rocky, Adrian and Mickey go to an unveiling of a statue, which is a memorial of Rocky in Philadelphia.
Is it what?
I put memorial, but I didn't mean that.
So, yeah, to like honour him as like a...
Yeah.
So, is it, as a... child of the city kind of thing, is it? Or the state?
Mm-hmm. And he's a bit very overcome with like emotion and pride.
Yeah.
He thanks everyone for their support and he says that he's probably going to retire now.
Yes.
At which point, you could understand, Cleverland,
retire at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cleverland comes out and says that, oh no, you had your shot, give me my shot.
Hang on a minute, Stu. You mean Cleverland's got something to say?
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
If I know someone's got something to say, it's Glover Lang.
Yeah.
He says that, he's scared of him. Mm. He says that he's finished. And then Rocky's like, well, I'll take the fight. And Mickey's like, no, you won't.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's very rude to Adrian as well.
Yeah, he taunts Rocky by talking to Adrian.
Yeah. And he said, I bet you dream about being with a real man, filthy beast. Yeah.
Again, there's a kind of like a fracas and Rocky leaves. He goes, because Mickey like lives at their house, doesn't he?
Yeah, bless him. He's like, living dad.
Yeah. stepped
They're
in.
Real. They've become a real family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite sweet.
Yeah, Rocky goes to see Mickey and he says, come on, we got one more fight. And Mickey's like, no.
Mm.
And he's like, come on, like, I've had 10 defenses. And Mickey's like, oh, they were all good fighters, but they weren't great fighters and they were handpicked. And it was my job to make sure that you kept hold of the title.
Yeah.
And he says, you're too civilized now. You're not the animal that you once were when you fought Apollo.
Yeah, that's it. Because he's like, yeah, you had nothing to lose. You didn't care, did you, before?
And, now you have everything.
Which is
lose.
True. He had nothing. Bless him. He had nothing. And now he's got his lovely suit.
Yeah.
His family.
So he says, like, please, just one more time. And Mickey, like, agrees.
Yeah.
Then we go to, like, Rocky training for the fight. And it is kind of like a circus event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mickey's, like, really annoyed that everyone's there. They're being filmed there.
He's Rocky's not taking, like, it seriously.
He's really overconfident as well. Like, he is the best, isn't he?
Which is surprising. Oh, sorry, I've beeped again. Oh my gosh. Right, I'm going to put my legs there. Did you hear the beep?
No.
Okay. Oh, that's right. He has been told that, like, that he wasn't given the best to fight. So you'd think he'd have something to prove now. But he's like, he doesn't, that's it, doesn't seem to have affected him. He's just like,
no, not until
you say later
on.
Much too confident.
It doesn't really eat away at him until later, does it?
Yeah, until later, yeah.
You see, so you see, like, Rocky, like, training, stopping to kiss people, like, winning. Mm. And then you see Clubber, like, at, like, just training on his own, like, as an absolute beast. Rocky said he's going to retire after that fight anyway. The next one, when you get to the fight, Mickey tells Rocky that he's proud of him.
Oh,
you've got Apollo is going to be on commentary for the match.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey says, don't trade with him because he's an animal. We have to wear him down.
Yeah.
Clubber is, like, smack talking on the way to the ring and it causes a fracas.
Yeah.
That's like the word of the day. And Mickey gets hurt and is in pain and needs a doctor. Also, I should have said earlier, actually, during the fracas with Hulk Hogan, Mickey sort of went down in pain then as well, just holding his chest.
Yes. Moment.
Yeah, Mickey needs a doctor and Rocky wants to call the fight off. And Mickey's like, no, you have to go and fight now.
So the thing is, at this point, he's not really prepared physically anyway. And now mentally.
Mentally, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
I thought when they got to the ring, the Clubber says, like, he trains on his own and all this and all that. Mm. And he only gets shit. But he's still got, like, a team.
Yeah.
The Clubber Lang team are still there.
Yeah. So what were they doing throughout all this training?
Yeah. Just like,
they've got an easy job. Just turn up to the fight, guys.
Just have to listen to him.
I work alone. Yeah. They just have to listen to him. Oh, well, they're probably not paid enough.
Apollo, like, goes around, like, to speak to Clubber and speak to Rocky and Clubber, like, really bad mouths him. And then Apollo goes over to Rocky and he's like, win, basically, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, make sure you beat him.
Yeah. Can I just say, I think, like, I don't think Mr. T gets enough credit for being a really good actor, but Mr. T is so likeable and lovely in general life and in the A-Team. And he really, like, grinds my gears in this film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well done, you. I don't think you get enough credit for being a good actor because he's such a nice man, but he's playing such a meanie.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a really good. So just, if you're listening, well done.
I'm sure he'd be delighted with that.
Thank God Victoria in Bristol, England thinks I'm a good actor.
The fight starts. They trade punches, which is straight away what Mickey said not to do.
Yeah.
Rocky's in trouble. After the first round, he goes back to his corner, says he's too strong.
Yeah.
Apollo's looking worried.
You can just see. So again, like, here, some more excellent acting. Apollo, you can see in his eyes that he knows it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
You can just, he's like, oh no, hasn't he?
Yeah. He knows straight away. Backstage as well, they start CPR on Mickey.
Oh,
gosh.
Mm.
Rocky gets knocked down in the next round and knocked out. But Clubber Lang never shuts up. Rocky gets backstage and Mickey's there and they say, he needs to go to the hospital. But what have you been waiting for?
Rocky's gone
out to the ring.
Yeah, like, well, we'll wait for Rocky's approval to take him to the hospital. Yeah.
He's been knocked out.
Straight there.
And then the doctors aren't even around him. They're just letting Rocky, like, by him on his own.
Yeah, don't worry. No, he needs to talk. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. Or was.
He was. Mickey says, is it over?
Yeah.
And then Rocky's like, yeah. And he said, how? And he's like, knockout in the second round. And Mickey thinks, obviously, that Rocky won.
Mm.
And he tells him that he loves him. And then he dies.
Oh, my gosh. And Rocky lets him think that he won, which was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And then there's some more good acting here. I wrote, it was quite moving. Lots of inaudible sounds.
Yeah. It's so pained, the shriek, isn't it, from Rocky?
Yeah.
He's distraught. We see Mickey's funeral, and then Rocky goes to the statue and throws his bike helmet at it, where he's annoyed.
That'll learn him.
Apollo then goes to Rocky's gym and says he's there on business.
Yeah.
He says that Rocky's too young to retire and that he lost his edge, basically what Mickey said, isn't it?
Yeah.
He needs the Eye of the Tiger.
Excellent.
And he said, we can win the title back together.
That's nice. I was quite stressed out to discover that Rocky's 34 here.
Yeah. Yeah, in boxing ages, though, like that. Well, in sport ages, isn't it?
Yeah, but he looks like such a grown-up. I'm 39. He's more of a man than I'll ever be.
Clubber says that he's happy to fight Rocky again.
Yeah.
Happy to accept a challenge. It's not a challenge because I just went through with him again.
Is this on the TV bit? They're all Apollo and Rocky and Adrian. They're all watching it together.
Yeah.
I wrote down... They say, he's being trained by Apollo. And Clubber says, Apollo who? That old fool. And then I wrote, who I'm sure he pities.
Yeah. Nice.
But then, do you know what he says?
Yeah.
Shucks.
Oh,
crumbs.
So, yeah, Apollo's going to train Rocky. And he says, when it's over, he owes him a favour.
Yeah.
And he takes Rocky back to where it all began for him at the Tough Gym.
Yeah, the Tough Gym. You need the smell of sweat.
And you need the Eye of the Tiger back.
Yeah, but it looks like it smells there, doesn't it?
Sure, it has no relevance, the Eye of the Tiger.
No, Eye of the Tiger. Why does he keep referencing this tiger and its eye?
And it does just come to show, though, doesn't it? Like that is also, like, not obviously the same gym, but where Rocky would have started, you know? Like, he would have been... in there, and like now he is just there suited up, you know, like,
yeah,
got his limo there. He's so far away from the fighter that he was.
Yeah, I wrote that he's weak and feeble.
Paulie's like massively negative, saying that you can teach an old dog new tricks, essentially.
Oh, Paulie,
like,
go away, you horrible creature.
Yeah. And they're also like living in a hotel that's like a rough hotel as well. So he's really just like got him back down to basics to start all over again.
Yeah.
Rocky just keeps thinking about the first fight. He's having nightmares about being knocked out by Clubber Lang. Apollo keeps telling him off. And they go on the beach. And Rocky's like, Mickey never made me do this.
Yeah. You're not my real dad.
Yeah. And when they're doing like the race in the sand, and then Rocky just stops, and Apollo's just like, it's over. Like, we can't
do this. Rocky's so in his head now. Like, bless him. Like, in the first film, it's like he had no thoughts.
Yeah.
Just like, move.
Yeah.
Move and punch, move and punch, 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 punch. And then now he's like, yeah, he's got like this emotional intelligence about him. And he's just too into his own head, isn't he? Like, so that's hindering his fitness because he's not there in the training either.
No, he's vacant.
Mm.
And so Adrian gives him like a chat, and he's...
Is this 10 jumper wearing hat glasses lady? Where's she gone? Who is this feisty? I wrote, feisty one you are.
Yeah. So this is where it all comes out, like that.
Yeah.
That it did what Mickey said did really hurt him, that he wasn't a real champion. Basically, it was just all set up just to keep him going. And then he's like, I don't think I can win. And that's like the most important thing. It doesn't matter how much you're trying, all that is, yeah. I don't believe that I can win. So,
because he says, I'm afraid of losing what I've got. I got you, I got the kid. And then she says, what's the truth? And he says, I'm afraid. Like, it's a big revelation. But he did just say he was afraid.
Yeah.
So,
but I think it's like, rather than like, oh, I'm afraid of this, I'm like, it just means like, I'm genuinely scared of this man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this is where I've written, his arm muscles look crazy big here. And also, he blames himself for Mick's death because Mick didn't want him to fight.
Yeah.
And he thinks he caused it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she says that he needs to stop worrying about everyone else and go and win the fight for himself.
Because, for himself.
Yeah. Instead of, worrying about him or Apollo or the kid.
Yeah. Or her, yeah.
So now we see montage of Rocky.
Stu, we then see the best montage ever made. Do you know what I watch this on YouTube. If I get up in the morning and I'm not and I need a bit of pep in my step, I know what to wake me up.
Balboa.
This montage. Stu, when they do that big muscle hug at the end, they must feel so safe in each other's arms.
What, on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. And because he finally beats Apollo in the race on the sand.
Just pips him just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, he does it. Did Apollo just let him win?
Stu, I was just going to ask you, do you think Apollo let him win?
Because how much training, I don't care how much training you do, can you really be... Apollo's doing the training with him.
Yeah.
Why is Apollo getting
He's
slower?
He's not just sat down eating biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's training with him. If anything, he's got faster. I think he let him win. I think he had that pep talk with Adrian. That was the start.
He knew that he needed it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was this is the upgrade. He picked up the chicken and now he beat the former world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
In a running match.
So we get to fight night. Apollo gives him his robes that he wore in their first fight.
Yeah.
For him to wear.
I bet that smells. I don't want to wear that.
He tells him that he's proud of him and that he's, remember, after this fight, you owe me a favor. What he says.
Hang on a minute, Stu. Stu, recycled gym wear. Is that what we're wearing?
Yeah, I know. Like, buy him his own. Like,
buy him his own. Like, it could look the same. Like, Apollo, you're a lovely man.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've been sweaty in those tiny shorts. No.
And also, like, what was he wearing up until that point? He had no plans for what he was wearing in the ring.
Oh, Apollo picks me up with something.
We now know that Apollo is 6'2".
Yeah.
Rocky is 5'11". Those shorts would be massive on him.
Oh, they didn't think this through like we did.
Mm.
No. No, no, thank you. I'm not. I'll, loads of friends give me their clothes. I love a hand-me-down, but not gym wear. No, no, no.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so they go to the ring. They say about how Rocky's trimmed down for speed. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, he did.
And Rocky, this time, he like stares Clubber in the eye, whereas the first time he was like looking away, wasn't he? A bit like,
yeah.
Oh, worried about this. And Rocky starts really well, and his speed's like he's managing to avoid all of the punches because he's so much faster than what he was in the first fight.
We missed out an important bit when they asked Clubber what his strategy was, and he said, I don't need a strategy. He's tailor made for me. I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool. There we go. That's the first one.
The birth of a saying.
Birth of a saying. What a saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to the fight. Rocky's doing well. Clubber ends up having to like pick him up and throw him in the corner because he can't catch him. And then he manages to knock Rocky down twice. And also like in fights now, so you have the 10 count, right? It's not like this where they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right. And then they like pick him up. And then so that when they're up on before 10, right, the refs will, they grab their boxing gloves and pull them together.
Right.
And then they assess how steady they are on their feet while they're holding their hands. Right? So Rocky is swaying all over the place when he gets up like a second before 10.
Yeah.
And then the ref's like, okay, carry on.
It's all over the place.
So Apollo and that are concerned. Oh, also Apollo's coach is with Apollo, isn't he? When they first meet at the gym again, he's like, I'm looking forward to working with you rather than against you.
Oh, I love him.
They're very concerned about Rocky, but Rocky says no. He's getting tired. So this reminds me of the episodes of The Simpsons where Homer becomes world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
And he just, all he does is he goes and stands in the ring and lets him punch him.
Because nothing affects him, does it? He just gets punched.
Just push him over.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like what Rocky's doing. He's like, but he's not, what he's doing, which is what's not happened in the Rocky films before, is he's blocking the punches with his arms.
Right.
So Clubber is just, he's hitting Rocky, but he's not doing any damage.
Right.
And his corner actually say that to him. He's like, stop trying to knock him out with every punch.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is you're throwing everything into your punch.
I see.
And tiring yourself out. Mm. Clubber is now, like, Rocky's egging on Clubber line, and he's just getting, like, annoyed. Rocky's doing all the smack talk now, where he's going, like, oh, you ain't so tough, and he's blocking the punches, and now you can see, like, the excitement in Apollo's eyes, where he's like, oh, he's right, he is getting tired, and he's not landing his punches, because Rocky's so trim, and he can so fast.
He's such a good actor with his eyes.
Yeah. And then Rocky, bang, 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 against all odds, knocks him out.
Wow.
Again, a very fast count by the referee, but we'll allow it. He was consistently fast. So Rocky, again, is the world, the heavyweight champ of the world.
I'm on the way home, I'm going to listen to the Rocky soundtrack. I'm excited.
Oh, God, you're going to have so much enthusiasm for your drive.
Oh, this is going to be the best drive of my life. I'll put the heating on.
I couldn't remember what Apollo's favour was, and I just assumed that it was that he would want a world title fight.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was much lamer than that. He just wanted to fight him in the gym.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
That's not lame. That's like a true winner. He didn't even care. See how he's changed? He didn't even care about all the glory and the fans and everything like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
He just wanted a win for him. Never know.
No.
They never tell us, do they?
No, he said, because you beat me by 1 second.
Yeah.
Which he did. Yeah.
So it's just like that freeze frame at the end, isn't it? Put, go.
Yeah. Oh. And they're just two lads having a scrap. Oh. Two friends.
Two best friends.
Yeah.
Two and best friends.
They go to hit, and then that's how the film ends.
Yeah.
And I fell far more at it immediately. I give it an 8 out of 10. It's my favourite of the Rocky films.
Is it? I love them. I love Rocky. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. I love it. It's excellent. I won't hear a word against it. I love
good.
Rocky. I love the Rocky franchise. I love Creed. I love all of it.
Yeah. Good.
I can't remember because it was 100 years ago, but there was a Rocky podcast that we were sort of tweeting, wasn't there, about it? And we said we'd never watched 5, and they said 5's not so bad. So I feel like I should do it.
I have watched 5.
I haven't, sorry. I may have had you at the time, or was that just me?
No, I'd seen it ages ago.
Okay. Well, Rocky podcast, do you remember what that's called?
No.
Oh, we should have a look on Twitter. But hello, if you're listening again. And chat with us again. That was fun. But I didn't realise it was so long ago.
Yeah. Literally 5 years. Yeah. Have you got any trivia?
You had the trivia. I had some impressions.
Hang on. Let me try and find it.
If you'll recall. So much tapping. Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
I got rhythm.
Here's one I've got. Mm-hmm. Sylvester Stallone's first wife, Sasha, was a blonde groupie who asked and got a kiss from Rocky during his public workout.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was married before Brigitte she's in Rocky IV anyway. We'll talk about her then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nielsen? Here's one. Mr. T, from Mr. T's interview.
Yeah.
He attended the movie premiere with his mother. And during the scene where he yells lurid remarks at Adrian, his mother turned to him and said, "I did not raise you to talk to a lady like that," and stormed out of the theatre.
No!
Yes, apparently so.
Oh, I mean, well, well done for raising him properly, but also, it's just acting.
Yeah.
Be proud. He's a lovely man. Oh, and she stormed out. Did she come back in?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, here's one that you've already said without saying.
Oh.
This is the film where Mr. T begins his signature catchphrase, "I pity the fool," contrary to popular belief, that B.A. Baracus. Never used the phrase on the TV show, the 18th.
No.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
You've blown my mind with that. What, and he then, never said it?
Apparently not.
What?
The final one is Carl Weathers' favourite Rocky film is Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that Apollo Creed was humanised so well in it.
Definitely. What a turnaround.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
What a redemption arc for
Apollo Creed. Yeah, because you really like him. And it's weird. And then even when you didn't like him, you dislike Clubber more than you ever disliked Apollo.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Well, like you said earlier on in this episode, like Apollo was just a good fighter.
Yeah.
We didn't like him because Rocky lost to him.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I enjoyed that one. That was good.
I really loved it. I've just got two impressions.
Go on.
So when this is Mick when Rocky's fighting Hulk Hogan. Ready? Mm-hmm. Knock his block off.
God. That was as good as my impressions earlier on.
And then this is Rocky in his lovely suit at the statue unveiling when Clubber's shouting out things. Mm-hmm. You got a big mouth.
That was a bit better.
Thank you.
Right.
The end.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. So I'm so cold. Wrap it up?
Let's get this Rocky soundtrack on and the heating and drive home from work.
For Christmas. Yeah, so thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. I really enjoyed that.
At Films Live on Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think it will be as long before we do Rocky 4.
We have a Rocky video on our YouTube at Films Lives.
Oh my gosh, we do. Yeah.
Films of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah. We'll be back next month. Take care. We'll see you soon. Thank you for listening. And these
are the films of our lives. Sorry, we can't do it. We're a time delay. Recording remotely. Yeah. One day we'll finish recording together, and I know you'll wait for that day.
okay all right, see you later.
Okay then, love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.